Amen. Well, I'm telling you, good to be here this morning. Good to be in the studio with you today and invite you to church this morning. Hope you're getting up and getting ready to be in the house of God today somewhere where God has put you and placed you. But if you're not a Christian this morning, all and much more, you need to go to the house of God this morning. Find a place where the gospel is preached and the Lord's exalted and praised, and find salvation precious to your soul today. Good to be here this morning. Appreciate you taking time out to listen this time of day and getting ready to go to church this morning and meeting in the house of God. I want to invite you to come to be with us here where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon, and urge you to come to be in the services this morning, 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour, then 10:50, 10:45 for the worship hour, and then 5 o'clock on Sunday night, and then Wednesday night at 7 for the prayer meeting, that we come together and worship the Lord together. And so we invite you to come. Be with us today throughout the day and enjoy the blessings of God. And if you're not saved, you'll find something more precious. You'll come and give your heart to Jesus this morning. Ask Him to come in and save you. I tell you, He'll do it. He said, "Those that come unto Me, I'll in no wise cast them out." He won't throw you out. He won't kick you out. He won't make you come back. I tell you, He will accept you. You by faith, when you come to Him, repenting and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And so we thank God for this opportunity we have every Sunday morning to come before the microphone and try to be a blessing to your heart today and try to be an uplift to you. Someone's carrying a burden that's hard to carry, and you're going through many things right now, and you're sort of low, and God's able to lift you up, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He does. You may think no one else does, but the Lord does, and He cares for you today. Put your trust in Him and lean upon Him this morning. He will be there to help you in this time of need. I want to send it out to those especially that are shut in, is not able to get out to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning, be an uplift to you, and you just encourage yourself in the Lord and let God speak to your heart today. And He'll bless you this morning. And don't forget to be in the services now throughout the day today, and help us to exalt the Savior. If you're saved, living for God, and don't have a church home, we invite you to come visit with us. If you got a home, church home, a good Bible-believing church, you be there. Be in your place in the house of God this morning and enjoy what God's got for you today. We all go to the Lord in prayer and pray for your needs. A lot of folks that are sick and suffering this morning, some are facing surgeries, some are facing testings and things that may not come out like they want them to. And other instances may come out better than you thought they would. And we praise God for those times when God answers prayer in the way that we want Him to. Now, He don't always do that. But He does answer. And so God's able to do that. Father, as we bow in Your presence this morning, we're so grateful to You that You've let us come once again to the house of God to worship You today in spirit and truth. And I pray You'd bless in all the services today. Lord, bless where Your men are preaching the Word of God this morning. And I pray You'd touch hearts, save souls, and encourage Your people, lift up the saints of God. And Lord, just help us in these last days to be a light that's on a hill that cannot be hid, and be a witness to those around us today. I want to thank You for the blessings of life, for the provisions You've made for us, for many things You have answered and You have blessed in a special way. We just want to praise Your holy name this morning for everything You've done for us today. I pray You bless now as we go into the Word of God today, the songs, that we be an encouragement to some precious soul out there this morning that needs help and needs a peace and needs direction. I pray that You move upon hearts. Have Your will and have Your way, Father, in everything that's done. We'll praise You and love You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning and be an encouragement to your heart today. You listen now as they sing. I believe it'll be a blessing to your heart today. Amen.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall.
Listen to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones,
who I've known before.
Music from the land of glory fall upon my listening ears.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond.
Listen to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome
with my friends and loved ones
who have gone before.
Night are swiftly falling,
low I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond.
Many are the voices sweetly calling,
I must tarry here no more.
Listen to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome
with my friends and loved ones
who I've gone before.
Hope that was a blessing to you this morning. Have one more before we go into the Word of God. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11 today, and we'll try to be a blessing to you out of the blessed Word of God. You listen now as they sing.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. Said would come to pass now before us, and I feel a strange excitement in the air.
God, there's victory in Him, and one day He's going to come back and get us. We won't have to worry about things any longer. It's going to be a good day when we all get to heaven. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful day. All right, turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. We'll try to continue the thoughts we've had on our heart for the last few weeks, and try to be a help and a blessing to your heart today. And Hebrews chapter 11, the great Hall of Fame. We see the men of faith and women of faith that has went before us and paved the way for us. And they have proved what the Lord said that He would do when He told them and promised them things. And their faith was in Him, and their faith came to fruition because the things came true, what the Lord told them would happen. And I praise God for that. Hebrews chapter 11, we've been talking about, of course, last week or two about Abraham and Sarah. Their faith that they had in their Lord, and He certainly fulfilled the promise that He made to them that He would give them a child, and I praise God for that. And then, of course, when Abraham had the test of faith, when he went up to the mountain there, God told him, said, "You go and take the wood, you take the fire, and you take your son, and you can make him a sacrifice there upon the mountain." Abraham did not question Him. He just simply got the wood ready. Now he got his son ready, and they set out for the mountain. And the son said, "Well, Father," he said, "we've got the wood, and we've got the fire, but where's the sacrifice?" He said, "Son, God will provide Himself a lamb." And God did, praise God. Looking further than that, we know that was, of course, predicative of what the Lord was going to do with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He would provide Himself a lamb. God in the flesh came down to this world and went to the cross and died on Calvary in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Praise God for that. And Abraham had faith in that. He believed that God. If you notice in the 19th verse there of Hebrews chapter 11, when he told him to make that sacrifice, let's read three verses. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. He offered him up in the eyes of God. He offered him up. He offered up Isaac, his only begotten son, whom God had said, "Out of thee shall come the seed that's going to be more than the stars in the sky and the sands by the seashore." And that promise is coming through Isaac. And Abraham took Isaac, his son, to that mountain. But I want you to notice his faith. Now, the Bible said there in verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. He was portraying the fact that God was going to raise his son from the dead, Jesus Christ, out of that tomb and bring him forth as a redeemer and give him back life. Thank God he did that. Jesus said, "I got power to lay it down and I've got power to take it again." And he did. And the person of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, you can't separate them this morning. But I'm telling you, Abraham's faith was what proved that God was true. Amen. You say, "Well, how did Abraham have that much faith?" Well, he'd already proved that at the Abraham. Wouldn't your faith be fortified if God told you in your middle years that you're going to have a child, and that child would come the seed that would bless the whole earth and be numbered Word, and then, of course, you went on for years and years. You got older, and you got older. You got to be 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, and Abraham, of course, about 99, and God fulfilled that promise. He gave them a baby when she was 95. He was 100 years old, and brother, he fulfilled that. Wouldn't your fate be fortified if that took place in your life, as God had promised you to? And though if they got discouraged, they got doubtful, and they got wavered in that faith, but their faith was true, and God brought them, had done exactly like that he said that he was going to do. So he had faith to believe that God could raise that son up. If he could give him a son when he was 100 years old, and Sarah was 95, then God could raise him from the dead, just like he told, be just about as much of a miracle, wouldn't it? And that, so there's the fact that his faith had been tested and proved, and that he believed what God said. Now, that's what faith is believing what God said. Amen. Believing what God said. And if God said it, you need to believe it, because if God said it, you can put your trust in that if God said it. Now, you're to try the spirits and be sure that it's God speaking. Be sure that it's God talking and impressing and God leading, and try the spirits. And by that, we'll know that God. And so God proved himself, and Abraham proved his faith there when he took that son up. And what did God do? He provided himself a lamb, amen. Had that ram caught in a thicket there, didn't have any blemish on him. His flesh wasn't torn. There was nothing wrong with him. There was nothing at all about him to keep him from being offered as a sacrifice there upon that altar. And that's exactly what Abraham did, because he believed God. Amen. He believed God. Praise God for that. Now we come on down to verse 20. I want you to notice faith's heritage here, and that I get out of this as I've read these passages here, and the heritage of faith is passed along to our sons, and that passed along to come up behind us to believe God and have faith in God. And Abraham's life proved to his sons that God was real, and they believed him. And when Abraham told them something, they believed him. And so the Bible said, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. And so there we find faith's heritage. It comes right on down. How you think, it doesn't make any difference how you raise your children, and how that you have them in the house of God, and how you teach them the scriptures, and show them a godly living, and separation from this old world. It makes a difference. Amen. And so the heritage was there when Isaac, of course, blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. They had confidence in their dad that he was blessing them concerning things, and they believed him because his faith was in God. And so they put their faith in the same God. The blessings, the heritage of faith goes right on down through the children, and we're to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and that we can see that fruit of faith in their lives as they believe what God has done with us, that he can do with them. And so God gives us something to believe in. And so that there's a heritage of faith. And by faith, Joseph, when he died, there in verse 22, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. His faith was fortified concerning the future of the people of God. And so he believed that God was going to carry them out of Egypt, and God did that. The very thing that he promised that he would do. He made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. God told him this going out, and they went out. Amen. And then the Bible said and gave commandment concerning his bones. He had faith to believe that he wasn't going to, he wasn't going to stay in Egypt, whether living or dead. It doesn't matter if he was living, he was going out, and if he was dead, he's going to go out and gave commandment concerning his bones. Amen. And they put him in a grave, and Joseph's bones, my friend, was there. His flesh went back to the dust of the earth, and his bones was in that old grave. And they took his bones out and carried them back to the land of promise, the land of Israel, and like God told him that he would do. So he had faith. Now, the Bible said Joseph died. He died with faith in his God, knowing that if he didn't get to go back, then they would carry his bones. Man gave commandment concerning those bones, and they did exactly like Joseph told them to do, went back to the land. I tell you, friend, heritage is very much in our hearts and lives today. We better saved and living for God, and there's somebody before us, our parents or grandparents, instilled in us something to believe because of the heritage. We saw their faith working and their faith prominent in their life. And brother, we have the same faith that they had. Passed it along, pay it forward, amen, pass it along. And so that's what faith is. The faith leaves a heritage behind that you can believe God, and that you can believe God when he promises something to your parents or your grandparents, and brother, God brings it to pass, and it fortifies our faith. And so, listen, there's the fact of faith's heritage. The Bible said, I train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, and not depart from it. I'm telling you, my friend, there's the faith heritage that we can pass along to our children. You think it doesn't matter? Yes, it does matter. And the Bible said, listen, you bring them to the Lord. Jesus loved children. He loved young folks. And he got them on his knee. And brother, he taught them the things of God. And blessed them. Praise God. He loves children. And we need to leave our heritage behind. We're seeing the fruits of godless living in our society today. And we're seeing folks that didn't go to church. And they didn't carry their kids to church. And they didn't instill them in the faith and the knowledge of God like they ought to have done. And brother, it don't take about one generation for that to die out. And brother, I'm telling you, we need to leave behind a heritage and bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Help those kids in the house of God. Everything that's going on in that church ought to be there with them. And brother, carry them to church, to Sunday school, and the teachers can teach them the Word of God. I'll never forget things that was taught me in Sunday school. I saw, not only did I hear the scriptures, but I saw most of all the life of that one that was teaching me and instilled in me a heritage that was also instilled in me in the home, that God was God and he's a God to be worshipped, and we ought to be faithful to the house of the Lord and to the things of God. And that, so God puts a heritage in our lives. There's some things that we ought to have, that we ought to thank God for. That's still calling the folks old fogey and out of touch, and all these things as folks are making fun today. And that is a product of folks that don't know anything about church and the house of God. But oh, my friend, listen, the heritage was passed right on. Faith come right on down. And you can mark faith in this chapter 11. You'll find faith comes right on down, and back from generation to generation, and dispensation comes right on down, the faith that God instills in the hearts of those that are saved and those that exercise the faith in their God that proved himself to them and that he would do what he said that he would do. It makes a difference when we come to the ending of our life, that we can bless those that, my friend, and help them along the way because of our faith. And so faith has got a heritage this morning, and that faith is a very real. Now, faith is the substance of things that is hoped for. It's the evidence of things that are not seen. And by faith, they obtained a good report by faith. And brother, God blessed them because of their faith. You want God to bless you, and you exercise faith in God. You believe God. You believe what God said about the Word of God. You believe what God said about going to church. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together together as a man of some he is, even so much the more as you see of the day approaching. And through the Bible, you'll find that he talks about passing down to the children and to the grandchildren all the way down. And brother, fortify your faith with the Word of God. And let God prove to you and they can do what he said that he would do for the glory of God. So faith is a real thing this morning. Faith is something tangible that we can put our hands upon. You can trust faith. And because God said it, you can believe it. Amen. If God said it, my friend, you can believe it. And when God said it, he put it down in the book and left it for behind us for this every generation to have the Word of God that they could put their faith in and govern their lives by the Word of God. He said, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. How does folks believe that? Well, if you don't believe that, you're going to walk with the world and you're going to do what the world does and what the world says. But if you believe God and you believe the Word of God, you'll come out from among them and raise your children up outside, away from the things of this world and teach them the things, the godly things and the right things. Things should do. And so it's good to be saved this morning. I'm glad there's a heritage of faith today that God blesses us with, a heritage we can help, that can help us along the way in our Christian life and help us to pass it on down to the next generation and see the faith operating in their lives for the glory of God. Amen. So it's good to be saved this morning. I'm good to know Jesus still a Savior. God's still saving sinners. He's still doing some things in this life. He's still fulfilling the promises of the Word of God. And we're going to see more of it fulfilled in the future. A lot of it hadn't been fulfilled yet, but it's going to be. And most of all, I think the most blessed part of our faith is looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, friend, he's coming again. Amen. He's coming back again. The second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming back again. Our time is gone this morning. May God bless you as our prayer. I tell you, it's good to be saved today. Let God help you today. Amen.